May my voice be strong and this step be light. May my learning come on this wheel of time as a breath be took. May the lessons glide swiftly as a wind, gentle as a sigh. Hear it calling me home. Hear it calling me listening. Hear it calling my soul. Come and be my guide. Walking by my as a breath be taken, given, taken, given, calling me home. Come and be my
That was Ayla Nerio and her song Wheel of Time off her new album By the Light of the Dark Moon. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Chelsea Bookout. I recently saw Ayla Nerio perform at the Fox Theater in Boulder and later got to chat with her about her new album as well as the evolution of her music and her bigger picture dreams.
This is Chelsea Bookout for KVNF Radio. I am here with the lovely and talented Ayla Nerio. And I had the pleasure of seeing your show at the Fox just a few nights ago, which was really special, and to a packed house in Boulder, Colorado, which I'm sure felt wonderful.
Yeah, it was a special moment.
Yeah.
I want to ask a question about one of the songs on the album. Having the experience of watching the show on Saturday night at the Fox and this album has been out for just
two weeks now.
Couple weeks,
yeah.
Right? And watching everybody singing along to Stars.
Yeah.
It's obviously, I think it's a very, it's one of those heart cracking open song moments.
That's such a special moment for me when people sing to that one. It's like, makes me so happy.
Yeah.
That song came, so last summer I went to England for the first time and Ireland, and I did music over there for the first time, a tour. And I just received the warmest welcome that I, like, beyond imagining. My first show, like, sold out, and I had never even been to Glastonbury. It was just like, what is going on? And I think I just felt such a feeling of home there, and it definitely felt like ancestral roots are there, and it awoke a lot in me to just be there. It definitely unlocked, I don't usually use this language, but I've heard people say this before, and I understood for the first time what it felt like for myself, of almost like codes being activated in my DNA. It was like this thing, something got opened just by being there and feeling some kind of ancestral memory awaken. And so that opened a lot, and there were just different friendships that were cultivated there that just, the whole journey just blasted my heart open so wide. And so then I came back home, and this summer it was just such a journey of, there's just been a lot of releasing what's not needed in myself and really aligning, having a really clear intention of wanting a really big, like, love, almost like a really unconditional love to just be leading in myself and for my life. And so I think the combination of all those elements, one day I was walking at home and I was looking up at the sky and it was a new moon, so the stars were so bright. And the kind of that little piece, I'm lost in your stars by the light of the dark moon, that just dropped in, and I went right to the piano at night and just kind of found the chords for that. And I think over the next, basically the next day, I think the song was finished. It came pretty quickly.
Across valleys folding, across waters frozen, across a time between my dawn and your setting sun. These are stories blowing, these words tender showing. How can I touch the shape of wing bandings falling away? Oh, tongue set free, and oh, mind let it be. Oh, land teach me how to lay in the storming wind. Across hearts aching, across skies breaking, across the time between our suns. I'm lost in your stars by the light of the dark moon. Just be as you are, just do as you do. By grace and devotion, by letting go of everything, by breath as it takes you, by the light of the dark moon, I'm lost in your stars. I'm lost in your stars. Just be as you are, just do as you do.
brothers, it takes you by the light of the dark moon. I'm lost in your stars. I'm lost in your stars.
That was Stars off of Elenario's new album called By the Light of the Dark Moon. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music here on KVNF. Stay tuned to hear more about Elenario's musical journey and what's next for this singer-songwriter.
Well, let's talk about the tour a little bit. How has that been for you? It's your first headlining solo tour.
Yeah, it's been... I've done little runs in the past, but this is the first proper North American like go kind of tour around, doing proper venues and whatnot. So it's been a lot of things. It's been really, really exciting. The welcome at these shows and the fullness of the shows has been really amazing and kind of unexpected at times. There's been a lot of sold out shows and just the warmth of people. It's kind of like it fills up my heart every night. Getting to do that, and then touring is really exhausting too, so I'm very tired. I got some nice sleep last night, so that's good. But yeah, we're learning a lot about how to streamline everything, basically how to catch sleep where I can, how to not talk as much as possible in between shows, and you know, I love coming out and saying hi to people after the shows, but even that has been like 5 to 10 minutes max now. And I have friends who come and fetch me and bring me backstage because I would just talk to everyone forever. But then I'm really, my voice gets hoarse. So yeah, it's I'm learning a lot about pacing myself right now because I really every night want to show up with full energy. And it just takes so much to tour like this. There's a lot of sleep deprivation and a lot of energy output. And a lot of traveling and sitting in a car for long hours. And so, yeah, learning how to be efficient and just really careful with my energy. in a different way. So that's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, learning. It teaches you the power of self-care.
Yeah, exactly.
How important it really is. Yeah.
I think I have better self-care right now in a way than at home, apart from the sleep deprivation. Mm-hmm. Just all the these little things, like taking care of my voice and taking care of, you know, in the Ayurvedic system, I'm very vata. I have a lot of vata, and that gets really aggravated by travel. So there's a lot of things like putting vetiver oil on your feet and all these little things that really help ground your energy. So I feel like in some ways I'm giving more care to my body because it's kind of crucial right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun learning.
Yeah.
But the tour itself, I mean, the, you know, that's like the non-glamorous side of touring is a lot of it, actually, which is just the constant journey and the exhaustion and all of that. But then the shows are what I do it for. And that's so fulfilling, so beautiful. And yeah, the Boulder show was really, it was a really special moment because I've kind of dreamed of that moment. Or not dreamed of it like it was a goal or anything, but more just wondering, like, I wonder when I'm going to play the Fox and if it would ever sell out. And then to have the first time I played the Fox sell out and just be such a beautiful also moment of the album release, and it felt like a culmination of a lot of things, and it's very special.
Yeah. I've seen you as your music has sort of evolved, and so how's that feeling for you, where it started out just you and a looper and now it's more people on stage with you? And so as your music evolves, how are you evolving with that? And also, how do you see your music continuing to evolve, and what does that feel like for you? Like, what do you dream of when you see in the future of, you know, is there a whole big Alienario band, is,
or orchestra?
Yeah,
I mean, if I think like really big, I definitely see multiple things. On one end, I see really, really, really full production where it's, and I feel like the Boulder show was almost leaning a little bit in that direction. We had for the first time this backdrop that was a photo of the trees of my land where I live, and just kind of giving a setting. And I can see projections. I can see a small quartet or orchestra, or, you know, like more music, visuals, a lot of visuals happening, a lot of dancing, maybe working with choreography with a couple other dancers. I really see that full vision of the show being a journey where it's really a whole experience that people get to just immerse into for like an hour and a half or 2 hours or however long the show is. That's really a dream I have. I think I've always loved like rock operas and theater, and I never want to act. That's not my thing, but the kind of theatrical elements of transportation into a whole world, I really love that. It's my favorite thing. So to be able to create that would be a dream. And then at the same time, I see, you know, no matter how big that side of things might get and how much that kind of show might happen, I can also see doing the opposite of like total acoustic shows, you know, where it's just me. And that would be really special too. And I think even within the full production, I'll always have solo moments because I love just singing to everyone. And that's how I started. And it's so special. I mean, even in the Boulder show, having a few songs where it's just me and a loop pedal or just me with a guitar, I just love those moments so much. It's so simple. I love simplicity too. So my dreams are a balance of both those things. And also like the way that I don't just want to do it for the sake of a show, you know, like the projections would be very intentionally, they wouldn't just be visuals. They'd be earth. They'd be like parts of the earth, and it would be, the whole show would be something that is very woven or in collaboration with different organizations, different causes that are needed for the earth, you know? And that's something that's really percolating right now, is like, as this project grows, how can I weave more with some of these, you know, of course there's the way of like just donating or having ticket sales go partly to that or these different things, but I kind of want more direct collaboration in different ways. So I'm figuring that part out too, because there's so many ways to, without it being overbearing, to help people really feel something, not just understand it with their minds of like why it's important to protect the ocean or why it's important to, you know, plant trees and help the forest, but to really feel a connection with those parts of the earth the emotions, I think, are what really help us then take action in our day-to-day when we really feel a connection. So my dream is to have a show that actually transports us into a whole world where we really care very deeply about our world and each other.
Well, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah,
for sure. And so I see what you do as this other more subtle, more heart-centered form of activism, really. It's like, it is that. It's calling out how we feel in our heart, mm-hmm. calling us to action. And I think the music can move you in that way and stir these emotions in you that bring up more of a response right. sometimes than maybe a sign or a speech or other ways that we engage socially.
Yeah.
So do you see that? Does that resonate with you in terms of how you bring yourself to music?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of my songs have come out of heart-cracking open moments
mm-hmm.
for myself. Like, whether it's my own inner confusion or feeling a lot of self-doubt or being like weeping at what's going on the planet or feeling so much about, you know, a human condition going on right now in our times, or it often cracks my heart, and then that's where the song comes through. And so it makes sense to me that that's also an experience people have listening, is that there's this kind of like the songs like to crack the heart,
mm-hmm.
I think, open, which yeah, it allows us, it's like we can hear things, speeches or, you know, different, on the mental level we can hear and understand things, but then when our heart cracks open, our whole being can get behind it
mm-hmm.
in a totally different way that can actually just walk with us through our life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've experienced that when my heart cracks open that way, I see the world differently. I have a different connection to life. And so that's really why I do it. That's really why what I'm in service to is that not just respect, but wonder and awe of life, the miracle of being alive and just the beauty of this planet. And I just want to have everything that I create help people connect more to that feeling of wonder that is in all of us. That feeling of like, wow, this is a miracle. I want to protect this miracle. I want to do everything I can to be in service to this garden, to this life that's on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And just remembering that all the distractions and all the human busyness and all the devices and all these things, that they're not, it's a creation that we've all created, but it separates us from a really, really spectacular experience of being alive and present and in wonder. And I just, in my own life, that's my journey, is to not get distracted and to be in wonder, and then that's what I want to create.
If you're just tuning in, this is Talkin' Music. I'm Chelsea Bookout, and a few weeks ago, I chatted with Ayla Nerio after her show at the Fox Theater in Boulder.
You know, you have a really unique way of bringing songs in,
mm-hmm.
that it's not, I need to write X amount of songs for this new album by this date, and
that never works for me.
And I have somebody who's saying what they should sound like, or any of those.
I'm pretty sure if I was told that, like, my muses would just shut the door.
Right.
I wouldn't have any songs.
Right. Yeah. So there's this difference, I think, between sort of the musical machine that we come in contact with
mm-hmm.
on a daily basis, and then this other side of music where it's very inspired and very, it's its own entity, and
mm-hmm.
that your integrity is just being upright to call it in.
Yeah.
And so I've watched this journey of this integrity embodiment, and then watched how integrity is being rewarded, which is so beautiful to watch, this trajectory of this different path that's being called up and really supported. And so I'm curious, like, how does that feel for you? Because mm-hmm. I think, you know, going from a few people being really excited about it to watching it grow and move. And I imagine it is sort of like your baby.
Yeah.
Watching it develop.
Yeah.
And so I just am curious of how that feels to you.
Like, yeah.
What do you want to see?
Yeah. Well, I feel like my main relationship with it is trying to, like you used the word integrity, my way of being in integrity is to remember that it's not about me. And so that's really, that was a lot of, about a year ago, I went through a really dark, actually, like, inner journey of releasing a lot of stuff that had accidentally accumulated, where I was like, well, this is how the music path looks for other people, so I should do that, or I want this, or I want, you know, and it was like, I needed to break up with those parts, essentially, of myself, and it was really hard. It was a very emotional and deep time, because, you know, in a way, it was like breaking up with certain dreams, even though they weren't my dreams. I didn't realize they were like other dreams. Then I went to England, and all this opening happened, and then my team arrived in September, and I have this support team that I have only dreamed of previously. And the music's just been, there's just been so much movement since then. And I really feel at this point that there is that energetic agreement with the songs and with my own soul, where anytime I start to think it's about me, things stop. It gets like the energy stops moving. Mm-hmm. And every time that I'm in service and I'm just allowing whatever needs to happen, and it's totally not about Ayla, it's about the songs, it's about whatever needs to move forward, then the energy just goes wild. And so, yeah, that's how I like it. It keeps me humble, it keeps me real, and it keeps me remembering why I'm doing this. So, yeah, and I think the songs attract the people they attract, and I'm really grateful for that. You know, the frequencies that are in there, it means that the people who come to the shows, the people who follow me, they're, for the most part, really accepting and supportive and just so much love, you know. And I am starting to notice that, as, because things are definitely growing right now, and I'm noticing that as the sphere is opening, there's things that I've never had before trickling in just here and there, and they're not like mean, but just like, I guess it's like trolls, like those kinds of I don't know if I like that word, but I think it's people who are not actually deep in the music or what's going on, but they just kind of are like dipping in because they're suddenly exposed because it's growing, you know. And it's just an interesting phenomenon where, you know, I might get something that's like not as nice, and it's very rare that that happens, but I think I'm just learning how to navigate all the energies, really, and not let it, I mean, it's kind of like anything else, like technology or the news media or anything. It's like all these different vibrations, and we choose what we're attending to. And I'm learning how to not let that pull me from my center, and to just remember what I'm really doing it for. And at the same time, recognizing that there are ways that those moments sometimes actually call a deeper integrity for me, where I kind of check in and I'm like, well, am I in you know, what's going on? Or if the energy slows down, I'm like, oh, was that, Am I doing this in right relation? Mm-hmm. Am I giving back? Am I really thinking of the whole big picture as I do this? So that's, I guess, when I think about my dream, it's not really my job to say, like, how big it's going to get or whatever. Like, that's not how I want to direct my dreams. Of course, I want these songs to meet and be found by every single person on this planet that could benefit from them. And as far as that wants to take me, I'm down for that journey.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Chelsea Bookout. We'll go out on one of my favorite songs off of Ayla's new album called Take It Slow. Thanks for listening.
Take it slow. Don't get in your way. Keep it moving. Pace of every weather, look within. And don't forget you are surrounded by the wind. As it rushes in your lungs, oh honey, you are born of the moon, precious cave. Don't forget there is unknown inside you. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. You are tied, crashing over and caught of the mountains in your darkest tunnels, where your light comes from. So take it slow. What you long for is on its way, and don't stop reaching. Taste the sound of every color deep within. Let your wild be uncaged, run with the wind, and rush into its lungs. Oh, honey, you are born of the moon, precious cave. Don't forget there is unknown inside you. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. You are tied, crashing over and call of the mountains in your darkest tunnels, where your light come from. Oh, aim for the journey and grow with the night. Be brave in your loving, keep steady your side. Precious cave, don't forget there is unknown inside you. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. Don't turn away from yourself by being like somebody else. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. Don't turn away. You are tied, crashing over. All of the mountains and your darkest tunnels, where your light comes. Don't turn away. Don't turn away.